Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it was.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. How old is the urge to sing? Only in the last 125 years have we commercialized it so blatantly and taken it so seriously as a social force. Here are four landmarks that transformed how we treat our popular music.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
One of the steps along the way occurred in 1924, when Paul Whiteman conducted a program in what he chose to call symphonic jazz. I'm not sure such a thing ever existed, but it did blur a line that let classical music coexist with jazz and the blues, no matter how uneasily. Perhaps the most successful of the interminglings occurred that night. Whiteman had commissioned a popular composer to write an extended serious piece for a jazz orchestra, whatever that is, rather than a much larger symphony orchestra. This was to be its premiere. George Gershwin and Paul Whiteman's orchestra performed Rhapsody in Blue. Here's a portion of the original recording. George Gershwin and Paul Whiteman's orchestra with the Rhapsody in Blue. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. An important step along the way occurred in 1923 when the celebrated concert singer Eva Gautier gave a recital in Manhattan's Aeolian Hall. The first half of the program included works by Purcell, Bellini, Schoenberg, Mio, and Hindemith. Then, in an act that took some independence and courage, Gautier performed a group of American popular songs. It was the first time a concert artist had done such a thing. She began with one of the most American of songs and one of the most popular songs of the previous decade. It's a march disguised as a ragtime song, and almost everybody still knew the words. Irving Berlin sings his own, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Oh, my honey, better hurry and let's meander. Ain't you going to the leader man, the ragged meter man? Oh, my honey, let me take you to Alexander's grandstand, brass band. You better hurry along. Come on in here, come on in here. Alexander's ragtime band. Come on in here, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band, what am. Oh, my honey lamb, come on along, and let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you'd care to hear the Shawnee River play.
Irving Berlin with Alexander's Ragtime Band. It's important to understand that Gautier was singing contemporary songs. Most of the numbers she chose were from the early 20s. Each of them is a good song, just as each of them is typical of the popular styles of the time. Gautier was singing songs she liked and considered worthy. She was also demonstrating the quality, musicianship, and diversity of contemporary popular music. From Jerome Kern and P.G. Wodehouse's 1917 score to Leave It to Jane, a song of enticement about the Lorelei who lure fishermen to their destruction. Joan Morris with William Bolcom, The Siren Song.
And upon the reef came straight to grief. Come to us, we've waited so long for you. Every day we'll make a new song for you. Come, come to us, we love you so. The world and its fretting. sweetly smiling, false and fair. Turn a deaf ear when you are near, or upon the reef you'll come to grief. Come to us, we've waited so long for you. We'll make life one beautiful song for you. Come, come to us, we love you so. That's the sirens will sing you. And if you hark to shipwreck, they'll bring you just as they used to.
Joan Morris, The Siren Song. The 20s marked the final popularity of a song type that derived from early minstrel shows. Coon songs are offensively condescending, but sometimes they also depict the lives of rural Southern blacks with sympathy and sentimentality. Here are two songs about black men who went north and now look longingly back to Dixie. Eva Gaudier's 1923 concert included both Swanee and Carolina in the Morning, Al Jolson, and then Bing Crosby.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you. My dear old Swanee, I'd give the world to be among the folk. In a T-I-X, I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me, down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I am coming back to Swanee, mammy. Mammy, I love the old folks at all. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks in a T-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me, down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Swanee shore.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. the morning glories twine around my door, whispering pretty little stories I love to hear once more. When I'm strolling with my girlie, where the dew is pearly early in the morning, butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. Now if I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make me a wish, here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. With my girlie, where the dew is pearly early in the morning. Those butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. If I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make me a wish, here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Nothing could be finer. Ooh, nothing is diviner. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Al Jolson with George Gershwin and Irving Caesar's 1919 Swanee, and Bing Crosby with Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn's 1922 Carolina in the Morning. With Swanee, Gaudier introduced a medley of three songs by young George Gershwin. It would be another year before George and his brother Ira would establish their reputations for good with their first Broadway score together, To Lady Be Good. But even that early in George's career, Gaudier recognized a rare level of quality in his melodies. The two other Gershwin songs were only a year old when Gaudier sang them. Here are Paul Whiteman's orchestra and Bobby Short.
Thank you. Dear little maid of 16, I'm here confessing, you have me guessing. Never a girl have I seen so prepossessing and yet serene. I don't wish to trouble you for a yes or no. Still, if you see what I mean, it's quite distressing to wonder so. Innocent ingenue, baby, say if I fell for you, baby, would you not love me true, baby, true? Flappers are not so few, baby, equally fair to view, baby, willing to bill and coo, baby, too. But there's a something somewhere, somehow smiling in your smile, that sets me winking, blinking, thinking every little while. Won't you make a trial, innocent ingenue, baby? Give me some kind of clue, baby. Tell me the answer, do, baby, do. That little slant of your eyes, is that negation or affirmation? Delicate blushes and sighs, are they damnation or paradise? Though I seem inquisitive, tell me, I implore, are you a vamp in disguise, a mere flirtation, or something more? Innocent ingenue, baby, say if I fell for you, baby, would you not love me too, baby, true? Flappers are not so few, baby, equally fair to view, baby, willing to bill and coo, baby, too. But there's a something somewhere, somehow smiling in your smile, that sets me winking, blinking, thinking every little while. Won't you make a trial, innocent ingenue, baby? Give me some kind of clue, baby. Tell me the answer, do, baby, do.
Two songs from 1922. I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise, lyrics by Ira Gershwin and Buddy De Silva, and Innocent Ingenue Baby, lyrics by Brian Hooker. For her encore that night, Gaudier chose a suggestive love song by Gershwin and Buddy De Silva. The audience responded so enthusiastically that she had to sing it again. Critic Deems Taylor wrote the next day that the popular songs had stood up amazingly well as both entertainment and music. Gaudier had succeeded at what she set out to do: underscore the artistic importance of Gershwin's songs. Her encore was Do It Again. This is Francis Gershwin.
Tell me, what did you do to me? I just got a thrill that was new to me. When your two lips were pressed to mine, when you held me, I wasn't snuggling. You should know I really was struggling. I've only met you, and I shouldn't let you. But oh, do it again. I may say no, 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 but do it again. My lips just ache to have you take the kiss that's waiting for you. You know if you do, you won't regret it. Come and get it. Oh, no one is near. I may cry, oh, 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 oh. that no one will hear. Mama may scold me, 'cause she's told me it is naughty, but then, oh, do it again. Please do it again.
Francis Gershwin, Do It Again. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Only 3 months later, in February 1924, three major exponents of symphonic jazz teamed up for one of the most important events in the history of American popular music. George Gershwin, arranger Ferdy Groffay, and bandleader Paul Whiteman presented a concert in New York's Aeolian Hall entitled An Experiment in American Music. Whiteman's goal was to prove that his jazz-influenced popular music had come of age. He also tried to show that it superseded the spontaneity and informality of early jazz. Early jazz, he said, was barnyard hokum. He was wrong about that, but to show the difference, he included instrumentals in both styles. But ironically, his audiences seemed to enjoy both arrangements equally. First, the jazzy livery stable blues, and then Mama Loves Papa, raucous rather than melodious.
Thank you.
Livery Stable Blues, played here by Vince Giardino's Nighthawks, and Mama Loves Papa, performed by Isham Jones Orchestra, represented early jazz to Whiteman. He followed them in the program with Ferdy Groffé's arrangement of Whispering, a perfect example of the mix of the melodious and rhythmic that Whiteman liked. Paul Whiteman's orchestra with Whispering.
Thank you.
Paul Whiteman's orchestra, Whispering. To make his point about the sophistication and accessibility of his music, Whiteman demonstrated how well-known songs could be adapted for social dancing. 2 decades later, Tommy Dorsey's orchestra recorded a danceable arrangement of one of the songs Whiteman performed that night. Frank Sinatra was Dorsey's vocalist. This is Frederick Knight Logan and Jesse Glick's 1920 Pale Moon.
Out of my lodge at eventide, among the sobbing pines, footsteps echo by my side, a spirit face, a sign. Twilight skies are all alight across the deep lagoon, a face is breaking through the night, my Indian maid, Pale Moon. Speak to thy love forsaken, thy spirit throw, ere thou the great white dawn awaken, and to the sea thou swingest low. Then to the west I'll follow, across the deep lagoon, swift as a flying arrow, to thy abode, Pale Moon.
Frank Sinatra with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra, Pale Moon. The concerts program consisted of songs Paul Whiteman liked and songs that suited the talents of the orchestra's various soloists. It also included a group of songs by Irving Berlin. Whiteman chose songs that were new and popular enough for his audience to recognize and that lent themselves to what he called a symphonic jazz treatment. Among the songs in the program were A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody, Limehouse Blues, and Linger a While. They're performed here by John Steele, Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra, and Paul Whiteman's orchestra.
I have an ear for music, and I have an eye for a maid. I link a pretty girlie with each pretty tune that's played. They go together like sunny weather, goes with a month of May. I've studied girls and music, so I'm qualified to say, a pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day, just like the strain of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory. My morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune. A pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day. Just like the strain of a haunting refrain, she'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune.
Ha ha ha.
John Steele with Irving Berlin's 1919, A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody. Glenn Gray with Philip Bram and Douglas Ferger's 1921 Limehouse Blues. And Paul Whiteman with Harry Owens and Vincent Rose's 1923 Linger a While. By 1937, orchestral jazz had swept the country. Styles had changed greatly since Paul Whiteman in the early 20s, but they still featured tight arrangements. Now, though, the music used improvised solos to punctuate the ensemble work. We called it swing, the popular jazz of the 1930s. Yet even though jazz had established itself as a clear new voice in the 20s, the old question lingered. Was jazz legitimate music or decadent noise? In January 1937, Benny Goodman and his orchestra laid the question to rest when they became the first swing band to play Carnegie Hall. It was a triumph. Most of the numbers were instrumentals, but Goodman included his current girl singer, known throughout the country as the Lilton Martha Tilton. From the Carnegie Hall concert, this is By Mir Bister Shane.
By Mir Bister Shane, please let me explain. By Mir Bister Shane means that you're grand. By Mir Bister Shane, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are.
Martha Tilton and Benny Goodman's Orchestra by Mir Bister Shane. Swing was the music of Bobby Soxers and Hepcats. It was also the jazz of its day, the music that bred Ella Fitzgerald and Count Basie. By 1937, we traveled the road that made popular music an essential part of American culture. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Yeah. Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.